Terry Boyd's World, starring Terry Boyd.
Oh my God, have I been abducted?
And Jeets.
I'd probably bite my finger off because it'd be so delicious.
Terry Boyd's World, mornings, 92.3 KGON.
Sunday night, NBC, they will celebrate 50 years of Saturday Night Live.
That's amazing.
They'll be playing some of the best skits, some of the best musical performances. It'll be, I think it's 3 hours long, starting at 8 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got 50 years, even 3 hours. You're probably going to omit right. some great bits and some great performances.
Which leads us to this next question. And feel free to join us, 503-498-9923. USA Today put out the list of the top 10 greatest Saturday Night Live cast members Ooh. Of all time.
Do I get a guess?
I'd like to see how many of the top 10, because, you know, whenever you put this out, everything's subjective. But if you start running through it, you start going through the names of people that have been on Saturday Night Live. Go ahead.
Okay. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase did not make the top 10.
Really?
I know it.
Wow.
Know.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin did not make the top 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler did not. I'm going to tell you how far down Adam Sandler was in the 40s.
Are you kidding me?
If you start thinking about how many people have been on this
Holy
show.
Holy cow. Okay, see, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell did make the top 10. He came in at number 5. Now, here's what you got to remember. I'm a little bit older than you.
Oh, so much older.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there are people that are younger than you. That their experience and their characters are defined by the decade in which they really consume Saturday Night Live. So you got Will Ferrell at number 5. Take another shot.
Okay. God, man, I cannot believe Steve Martin or Chevy Chase aren't on that list. Okay. So now I got to really... Oh, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley made the list for sure. Number 7. He was on from 1990 to 1995.
How about... who played a lot of characters? How about Phil Hartman?
Phil Hartman came in at number 2.
Okay.
Dude, we lost him way, way too soon.
Yeah.
86 to 94. Super, super funny on that. That might have been some of the best years of Saturday Night Live.
How about Dana Carvey?
Dana Carvey did not even make the top 20, which is crazy to me. Church Lady, all the other characters.
Yeah
think about that, right?
How about what's his name though? The Weekend Update guy, Current.
Current.
Yeah. What's his name? Something. He's something. Joyce or Jost.
Oh, Colin Jost.
Yeah.
No, Colin Jost not in the top 10.
Norm MacDonald.
See, I thought you were going to say Norm MacDonald in the 40s.
My God, this is a tough list to
right,
crack.
Because Norm MacDonald for me was one of my all-time favorite characters. I just happen to love Norm MacDonald.
Okay, let me think. You know, I'm leaving out women, which makes me feel incredibly
like a
sexist.
You are.
Oh God, who would be like the number one woman?
Obvious once you hear it.
It's not Amy Poehler, is it?
Are you asking?
Sure.
Amy Poehler, number 6. Number six.
Okay.
Sandwiched between Will Ferrell and Chris Farley.
Ooh, that's a crazy party.
There's a much higher rated female performer.
Who is it?
Gilda Radner.
Oh,
before your time from Original.
Time,
right,
yeah.
Original. And to be honest, I know the Originals get the nod because they innovated Saturday Night Live. They brought it to TV, right? If you go back and look at some of the older bits, they're not as funny as some of the newer stuff.
How about Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, number 1.
Yeah!
Saturday Night Live performer, cast member of all time, Eddie Murphy. You want me to just give you the rest of them?
Yes.
Let me go through it. So I'm going to go 10 down to 1. 10 is Maya Rudolph. I think she's talented. I think there are other people that should have been on there ahead of her. That's just my opinion. 9.
Yeah, she did the sweaty balls
right.
spot with, what's his name?
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Number 9, Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, that's right.
Dan Aykroyd was funny. I mean, he did the Bass-O-Matic and all that other stuff. And just the way, you know, that he talked. I get he should be in there. I don't know if he's number 9. Number 8, Kate McKinnon. Kate very McKinnon. Talented. She did the Tiny Hands bit, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That, a lot of other stuff. Number seven, we said, is Farley. Six is Amy Poehler. Five is Will Ferrell. Four, John Belushi.
John Belushi. Okay.
Number three, Gilda Radner. Number two, Phil Hartman. And number one, Eddie Murphy. Now, here's something that'll blow your mind. And when I say this to you, it will register immediately. Had there not been Saturday Night Live, how crappy would the comedic movies of the last five decades have been? That's really Saturday Night Live's biggest contribution to funny and to entertainment. Starting with all the Bill Murray movies and Chevy Chase movies and going through Farley.
Well, even Aykroyd,
and
you got the Blues Brothers, dude, all that stuff, Black Sheep.
Will Ferrell. Yeah,
Will Ferrell.
You go through all the greatest comedies of the last five decades.
Well, not
movies.
To mention all of the movies Eddie Murphy was
right,
in. Right,
right. All came from people who started on Saturday Night Live. People forget Chris Rock.
Well, right. Know. Yeah, Chris Rock was on there, too. Yeah. I mean, it's a gigantic platform that launched many into superstardom. Yeah, no, that's a fun list.
It was. It's interesting,
that's
right?
That's a fun list, yeah.
Because just to be on the list says you're something special.
I mean,
special.
It's amazing some of the comedic legends who were on that show who couldn't even crack the top 10.
Right.
I mean, in itself, that's amazing.
I know. You're shocked that Sandler is in the 40s, right? Think about all the movies Adam Sandler has done, right? It's just insane when you step back and look at it. So
the two most viewed Saturday Night Live videos on YouTube. Number two is the Will Ferrell, I Need More Cowbell
right.
video. And the number one is, oh God, why am I remembering her name? The female comedian, Amy Schumer. She was a porn teacher. Taught people how to be in porn.
That's awesome. So you can catch as much of this as they can possibly squeeze in Sunday night, beginning at 8 o'clock on NBC.